Warning, the following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Guardians of the Geekery, episode 189.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Shh,
that wasn't for you.
Oh, so sorry. Guardians of the Geekery, episode 189! Oh, no, I did that high. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's an announcement,
I had some caffeine.
Someone kicked him under the table. It wasn't me.
I wish I could remember.
Wasn't me. So we are going to be talking with Queen City Cinephiles today.
Yes.
And very excited. But before we allow you to get... Mia and David, they always yell at me for not giving the names out.
I usually try, and she just is like, no, they must answer the questions. I'm like, oh my god, it's very stressful.
Then you get talking like this.
I do.
Like, we're wasting all this valuable time.
Let's not do that, though. Let's make a pact right now. Can we all go around the room?
This is like comedy bonds at best, but thanks for trying.
Let's go around and say what we're thankful for.
We
promise not to talk about stuff.
All right, we're going to launch right into the rapid-fire response round.
Woo!
I'm going to ask you a series of questions you need to answer with a single word or short phrase. If you don't answer in a certain amount of time, we are going to answer for you, and the answer will be rutabaga. Carol, the cat, you are in charge of counting rutabagas, because Tipples is not here.
What?
All right.
I'm betrayed about this rutabaga stuff.
And totally the... Liberal, men first. Okay. What movie out now do you never need to see?
Never need to see, that's out right now. Oh, curses, you know, right?
Rutabaga.
Rutabaga.
Mia, who is your girl crush?
Oh, what's her name? She's on.
The girl.
I'm going to freeze. You
she's
know
so
her
hot.
Name. Yeah. You know her name. The one that's
Lady Bird Johnson.
Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon, yeah.
Okay. We won't count that as a rutabaga.
I don't know. That was almost like phoning a friend there.
I know.
I'm just saying. Just saying that no, want to be a millionaire that would not fly. Geneva Convention.
What are you currently reading, David?
Bolo by David Weber.
Planes, Trains, or Automobiles?
Planes.
What game show would you like to be on, past or present?
Jeopardy.
Mia, what did you have for dinner last night?
Why are you laughing?
Oh. Zaxby's.
First comic book you read?
Oh, that was the X-Men.
What movie are you excited to see?
The Disaster Artist. Again.
Again. Yeah. Time to confess, what is your guilty pleasure to watch on TV?
Oh my god.
I'm thinking Dora the Explorer.
No, to watch on TV?
Cinema.
Probably YouTube stuff, random YouTube videos.
Okay. Yeah. Really not TV, but thanks for playing. Well, who would you want as your best
friend? There's a tube
in there. Samwise, Watson, Bones, or Chewbacca?
Aww. Samwise.
Capes or no capes?
No capes. Not practical.
All right, finish this sentence. Please don't cancel
The Keepers.
All right, last question.
Oh boy.
What five things would you put in your zombie apocalypse backpack? Bug out bag.
Bug out bag.
Mia first. All right.
Jeez. Duct tape, crowbar, WD-40, lockpicks. And
one more.
Fuel.
She's got the bug out bag in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What is that? Right.
A hatchet, rope, perhaps a pistol. I have two more items. Snacks. and water.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. Not
and only
bad.
One and a half rutabagas.
One and a half rutabagas. Okay. So that's
like
that's,
gave you Kate McKinnon.
It could be worse, but you can make a nice casserole with it.
Can I make a casserole with Kate McKinnon?
No, because you didn't know her name and she kind of takes offense to that. Although she does go by Hillary.
I don't know if she would.
Pennywise and a couple other things.
She would just say, oh, honey, just call me whatever you want.
Here I was thinking, you know, make a casserole as a euphemism of some kind.
It was.
Could be.
All right. So
what would you
have to tell you? Like
if we have to tell you, it's just not as good. You probably don't deserve it if we have to explain it. All right. So tell us who you are. What the heck you're doing here?
We're Queen City Cinephiles. We screen independent short films in the Queen City, this great city.
AKA Charlotte, for those of you in West Africa listening today.
Mm-hmm. And it's pronounced Charlotte, North Kakalaki.
In West Africa, I'm sure.
Sure, North Carolina. We have some good listeners. We have some listeners in Portugal.
I think they're trying to learn English, which is probably a bad thing.
Well, we do get short films from all over the world.
Bless you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we have an audience discussion, possibly with the filmmaker, after every short that we show.
Nice.
We offer to them that we can Skype with them. And if they're not present, we still have an audience discussion with with our patrons.
I bet sometimes the audience discussion is longer than the actual film itself.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it can be.
Yeah.
And when people really get into it, they really open up and it's kind of, the ideas start flying and it's really magical.
Yeah. I love our patrons.
And so where do you tend to show these films, and how would people find out about them, and how are you getting your films? That's three questions in one.
If I can remember. Where do we show them? We show them at different venues around town. We've started with Petra's. They've been very good to us. We've done things at Good Road Cider Works. We've done Salute Cerveceria. And we are going to start doing some at Resident Culture in Noda. Well, not in Noda. It's actually in Plaza Midwood. Coming up soon. And a few other venues that will be named.
Awesome. And how often do you guys...
Yeah.
How often do you guys show?
Typically once or twice a month.
Yeah, for 2018, we're still working on setting up a regular schedule with different venues. We have our events at Petra's for 2018 already locked in, and that's the fifth Tuesday?
Yeah, fifth Tuesday.
Of every month, if there is a fifth Tuesday. Those are four dates, actually, in 2018.
Oh, wow.
Plus, we have our first at Resident Culture, and hopefully that will lead to...
Where's Resident Culture?
More events.
It's near the Life Factory. Right up the road.
Is that a new venue?
It is. They opened up. When did they open up? A few months ago. Earlier.
A month and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
It's so very nice.
Well, so what inspired you to start Queen City Cinephiles?
I had a movie group with my friends. For a couple of years, I called it Watch It Wednesday, and we just had rotating hosts. We would go to somebody's house that month, and the host would pick two movies and a theme, and we would just kind of get together and watch movies that way. And then I was with Dave. We were at a convention. We happened to talk to somebody that said that they have a screening room coming up. And do we know anybody that would want to use their screening room? And we just looked at each other and had sort of an idea, an unspoken idea, and then talked about it later. So spiraling from there, we came up with Queen City Cinephiles, and our premiere event was really exciting, and we had a big attendance, bigger than we expected, and it's becoming exactly what we wanted it to be. So
we both love stories, and we both love putting on parties and bringing friends to do awesome stuff. So this gives us an excuse to have some events and just bring more people and share the love.
And how many events have you done so far? We have one more scheduled for this year, which is December 8th, and that'll be our ninth one. And for starting in June.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
And of course, you helped us out. You hosted our film fest for us, as our film director was.
You were nice enough to
invite
us.
Unavoidably out of town. No, but I you know, it always makes for. It's always nice to be able to put it in the hands of people who love films, as opposed to some volunteer that you've said, okay, just make sure that everything's working and introduce the films as they go along.
Oh, no, we got into it.
Yeah. And you also helped us judge them as well, which was great, because when we had people coming to us saying, do you know other events? I was like, yes, please contact these people at this Gmail address. Stop asking me for a free waiver. So how do you get a lot of your films?
Well, we started off just kind of grassroots, sharing stuff on social media, saying, hey, you know, we kind of joined a lot of film groups and said, hey, you know, we are taking submissions. We don't one thing that kind of differentiates us from other groups is that we don't charge filmmakers to submit their works. So, I put those out, and we started getting a lot of requests, a lot of submissions in. And then we were, I think it was you who gave us the idea for Film Freeway to check that out.
Yeah.
And so we started.
Carol or
okay,
I.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, yes, we use it.
It's a really, great, and we've received more than 2,000 submissions through that alone. So
we're still
working through them.
Yeah.
Now, how do you pick your themes for each event? Does it just come to you, or do you kind of sift through the Film Freeway submissions and go, okay, this will work. Hey, let's do this for a theme.
Well, it started because we weren't getting a lot of submissions to just kind of...
whatever tied them together.
Right. Find a commonality.
Yeah.
They all have the word "the" in the title.
These are all 2 minutes long.
These are local, and that's all we can. That's all we can tell you. But now I've sort of really gotten into creating themes for the events. So
you're really good at the lineups.
Thank you. Yeah. And so, for example, this December 8th one. We divided into three blocks, mental health awareness, romance, and thrillers. Mm-hmm. And then the two in January, one is for civil human rights awareness. Mm-hmm. And
the next is like a sex positive.
Yeah, the next one is going to be sex positive, sort of like a pre-Valentine's Day sex positive show. Yeah. And then I have some other themes in mind.
That's awesome. Yeah.
For the other events in the year.
We've also had some venues that said, hey, you know, we're doing this event. Do you have something that's themed to this? Like, for instance, with Salute, they wanted to do something that celebrated Latin culture. So everything that we had was Latin film. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
So is this something that you primarily looking to do in the Queen City? I mean, I know you've got that name. Or are you looking to expand outside of it to do other shows, or where do you see this going?
Gastonia cinephiles.
It's a good question. I don't think we don't have like a plan to just like, you know, expand throughout
conquer
the world. But it's just, I mean, we started as a Queen City cinephiles. Charlotte is a great city, has a lot of stuff going for it. Has a great art community, filmmaking community as well. I think, I mean, we'll see what happens, but I think, you know, we're comfortable just being here.
Yeah, I want to focus on making sure we have a good Charlotte market first. And I think once we have our first film festival, then we can think about going outside Charlotte.
Yeah. So if people want to get involved in Queen City Cinephiles, is there a membership fee, or how does that work, and what does that come pertain to? And I mean, obviously, this is a labor of love for you, but you also have expenses involved as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have expenses. We're still very affordable.
Nice. Cheaper than a pack of a Happy Meal.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, really, it's very affordable, especially if you stay for the whole event. So our walk-in admission is $5. You can get a membership for the low, low price of $12 for next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. As an early discount.
As an early discount.
Next year we'll be doing 15.
But it's basically $1 a month. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you can sign up on our Patreon, which will still be the $12 a month. Mm-hmm. And if you have a membership, you get into all the events for free. And you're entered to win our Cinephile Starter Packs, which is a pack of 3 DVDs that, or maybe Blu-rays, it's that correlate with the theme that we're showing that particular event.
Oh, cool. That's very cool. Yeah.
So where do we find you on the interwebs?
Yes.
You can find us. We have a website actually provided by the Archets group. Well, we can link. We can send you the link for them as well. But it's just qccinephiles.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter. I think we're on Instagram as well. All with the QCC, QCC, branding, the QC Cinephiles branding. But yeah, Facebook's probably.
And Cinephiles is with a PH, correct?
It is.
Yes, there is another group.
I will spell it out for you. QCCINEPHILES.
Also Queen City?
No.
Okay.
No, just Cinephiles. They review movies.
Yeah, not the same.
Nope.
No.
Like filing.
Nope. Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Like Filofaxes. Remember those? No.
Yeah. I called myself a cinephile because, if you like books, you're a bibliophile. So yeah. It's like, well, I'm a cinephile.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm all about the sin too.
Oh wait, yes.
Different spelling. So probably C-I-N-E. We did not have the Cinephiles on tonight.
You can leave the guilt at home when you come on.
That's the February lineup. For the
Cinephiles. Right before Lent. No. Not that I know what that is. Okay, so Queen City Cinephiles, we certainly will link it in our information, but you can find us on them on Facebook and on the interwebs, and just look for them, spell it properly, and go see their movies. And if you've got a movie that you want to submit, you can find out how to submit it on all of those various pages, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Yes, and please come to our December 8th show. It's our last show of the year. There will be a party downstairs starting at,
I'm not sure what time that party starts.
I should have looked this up. I think it's 5:30. Yeah. And our show starts at 7.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And that's at
Good Road Cider Works.
Good Road Cider Works.
Mm-hmm. It's so, near Old Mecklenburg Brewery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And they have cider.
They have cider.
And mead.
Ooh.
I just got into mead.
But do they make the cider donuts? Because that's what I really like. I like my alcohol with sugar.
You know what? We will ask for when the next time you come out to one of our events, we'll ask them to make sure there's a food truck there
with donuts.
No, well, we went to the Windy Hill Orchard Cidery, and they actually take the mash from the cider and make donuts out of it.
Those are dangerous.
You get drunk twice. It's awesome.
Those are divine. They are very divine.
Yeah. We ate like way too many of them. But anyway,
it's so
check
easy.
Out. It is so easy.
Queen December 8th. Yes.
December 8th. Mm-hmm. And if you missed that one, make sure you check them out in January and February. Mm-hmm. So, and keep going. Just keep going.
If you listen to this in the future, just go.
Just go.
Just look it up on the links we get.
Yeah. Just come in. Come on. For $5, just come in and watch a couple shorts and then go on about the rest of your
We guarantee evening. To be doing a screening even if the zombie apocalypse happens.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll take our...
We'll just do zombies.
It'll just be a safe house. Just come on in, enjoy
You've
some films.
You've got the rope. I've got the duct tape. There's a hatchet in there somewhere. Some lockpicks. You can just fire it up a movie theater. It'll be fun. Come on! What else you gotta do? So,
and with that, are we done with this one?
We bid you adieu.
Stay for the second one.
Thanks for having
guys.
Us. Yes.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.